Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldog Brunch. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens, welcome to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. We're wrapping up the Dogs football weekend and taking your calls. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, is brought to you in part by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens Local Real Estate Company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Now, along with Georgia Hall of Famer Kevin Butler, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Georgia with a 40-13 victory over South Carolina last night. An electric atmosphere between the hedges as the second-ranked Bulldogs improved to 3-0 on the season and win the Southeastern Conference opener, dropping the Gamecocks to 2-1 in their first SEC game. The Dogs striking early, touchdowns on the first two drives, and then closing the first half, opening the second with tremendous complimentary football. Chapel bell ringing throughout the night and into the morning. And now comes a trip to Music City for the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning from the Hilltop Grill, home of the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill, where the bacon-wrapped shrimp are flying to a crisp, the red mule grits churning in delicious delight, crab cake benedict and Creole omelet cooked to perfection, along with our network studio producer, Gus Wedekamp, our All-American on-site producer-engineer, the one and only road dog, Adam Gillespie, and our co-host, Bulldogs and Bears record-setting Hall of Fame legend, Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler, welcoming you to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Phone numbers on the 5 Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS and KB. The offense, defense, and special teams played off one another. Terrific performance from the Dogs last night.
Absolutely. Anytime you can jump out to a 1-0 start in the SEC, going into an 8-game stretch, it's just very critical. It puts you in the driver's seat. We saw a Florida team lose yesterday. Obviously, South Carolina fell yesterday. It sets up for Georgia as they move forward on a weekly basis, and it doesn't get any bigger than the next one. I know that you think Vandy's going to come in here and roll us, but I think Georgia's in the right frame of mind. I think they played very well coming out of the box yesterday, and you saw it down there being on the sideline. You did an excellent job there. Enjoyed listening to you. But you saw a physical team down there. I think you saw a South Carolina team was physical. They tried to be physical. And when they really started having success, and we'll get to it, was that fourth quarter. I mean, if there's one thing that Georgia's going to look at and the coaches will kind of beat those guys' heads for the next couple of days, the next 48 hours, is they're going to show them that fourth quarter when South Carolina really did take over. Georgia still was able to score, but, 11-play drive from them, and we stopped them down, which was great, but sustaining 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes of that fourth quarter, they had possession of the football. It was good for us to get those guys playing. There's a lot of good tape to learn from, but, first three quarters, Georgia's a pretty powerful team.
No doubt about it. The middle of the game, Georgia dominated, and from the very start for a second straight week, first two possessions, Georgia rings up a pair of touchdowns. Again, the phone numbers on the 5 Market Realty Hotline. 5 Market Realty, Athens, local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. It's 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. We are getting going. We've already got three tables here at the Hilltop Grill, ready to enjoy the best brunch in all of Athens, KB.
The town's moving a little slower this morning, it seems
night
like.
Games,
it was a late game.
It was late. We got out of the Hotel Indigo late. The road dog was traversing back and forth through North Georgia.
Yeah.
He's the man. And
I think my head hit the pillow about 2:45.
Yeah. That was just reminded me of the open of Frank Sinatra's greatest song, One for My Baby. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place. Well, at 2:45 last night, there were a lot of people in the place.
There were. I mean, the town was
rocking and rolling last night.
The downtown was still going. I was like, that's interesting. They've extended their hours of operation.
That's when, in your younger days, that's when you got to find the after party after that last call there.
No, we were the after party.
Well, the chapel bell was ringing. We know that. Great win for the Dogs last night as Georgia defeats the South Carolina Gamecocks 40-13. And now it's on to take on Vandy in Nashville, Tennessee. Your phone calls as we continue on. This is the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the fabulous Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays, who cares what you call it because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions. We have a great crowd gathering out here. You know, maybe a little sleepy-eyed after that late game last night, but a tremendous victory. And for me, I love the Hilltop Grill, of course. Best brunch in all of Athens, one of the great locations in all of the SEC. My favorite part of the week after a Georgia win, coming here for the brunch.
Absolutely. It got a little touch of fall this morning.
Oh,
it's a nice little breeze.
We did not have that yesterday, by
the
way.
No, we did not. It was very humid out there yesterday, and I think that maybe took a toll on both of those teams. You know, I think as they went through, it just kept draining. It never really backed off through the whole time. So that's good when you look at it and you're going to try to get ready for a season. You know, there's going to be some great competition, as we've seen. I think everybody's kind of coming back to the same line right now with the competition. We saw a great game in the Florida-Alabama game yesterday. And, you know, Auburn went up there and lost a tough one to Penn State. But these are teams that are they're performing well. They're executing. They're scoring. They're making some stops. A couple of mistakes here or there and, you know, could be in a different outcome. So Georgia's just got to continue to try to improve each week. That's what championship teams do. They address what they need to do better. They come out more focused, attack it, and all of a sudden they're getting more consistent.
And you better be ready every Saturday. We know that. Let's go to the killer from Kennesaw. Killer, were you ringing that chapel bell last night?
That was her.
Yes, I was.
Ring my bell.
My husband's trying to talk to me. I'm sorry. Anyway, it was a great day in Athens yesterday. Got to see Lindsey Scott. I talked to him a little bit. Had dinner with Chris, your old roommate, the night before. And all was going well. Enjoyed DJ on the radio. And until that bad call by the referee.
I know.
Oh, the fumble.
Yeah, the fumble. That wasn't a fumble. That was a fumble. But it wasn't a fumble. Killer, I'm kind of stunned right now. I had no idea you were married. I feel like I've been cheated on for years.
That's a shocking revelation there. I know.
She said my husband, right?
Yeah, that the fumble and everyone was adamant that it was not a fumble. But
yeah, I didn't really get to see it. But obviously, you know, when everybody's looking at it and they say the knee's clearly down, I trust what DJ was saying up there. Yeah. He's like, it's down. And then the ball comes out. So, you know, who knows? At that point in the game, it was a big play. And you don't want to see the referees. We've talked about this before. Love to see the referees start to do those things for a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get better. I think they can communicate better within the that replay system. But glad it didn't cost us a game.
Here's a message probably from Kirby and from the running backs coach, Dell McGee. Listen, leave no doubt. Just take the football with you all the way down. I think that's the message that Kendall Milton will get from
this. Yeah, there's nothing you can really do about it. I mean, you got to just stay focused. You got to protect the ball. It doesn't matter where you are. When the ball's in your hand, you have to protect it. That's number one. That's football 101.
All right, let's go to rolling in his Barokan four from Athens back to Greenville. Carlisle is with us. Carlisle, a good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, guys. I was listening to another SEC call-in show this week, and all these South Carolina fans were talking about how they were going to come into Athens and beat the Dogs like they did 2 years ago. Well, the Dogs shut them up last night, so I don't think we'll be hearing from them this week, which suits me just fine, because help me out, Jeff. As you know, speech is silver, but what is it they say about silence?
Silence is golden, and talking season's over. It's time to do the walking. And, Carlisle, I think about you. I've got a close friend of mine, Craig Evans, a diehard Georgia fan who also lives in Greenville. And when you're a fan in enemy territory, so I think about our South Carolina Bulldogs, to have wins over Clemson and South Carolina in September, it'll make for a nice off season.
It really will. But I tell you, you know what, 2 years ago when that happened, you know, Georgia gave them a lot of opportunity, and they took advantage of it, and credit them. That's how it happened. You know, we missed field goal, have one blocked. We just don't make the plays. Interceptions, turnovers, you know, and you look at the game yesterday when South Carolina truly had success, and you take away the fourth quarter. I'll lead up to the fourth quarter. Prior to the fourth quarter, the only success they had was from Georgia making mistakes. And that's something that, again, we got to work on, get better. Heck, after one, I think, the interception, they actually lost yardage and had to settle for a field goal. So,
I
our defense, it's exciting to watch those guys go out there and play because they can make a play. They can make a touchdown just like that with their speed and their physical play.
But their running back, Kevin Harris, runs hard. Josh Fann, he made a couple of great catches
for
them.
Really did.
Yeah, he's
and
a
you had
terrific
to. I mean,
player.
The coverage was there.
Sure.
And that's what you want to see. But, you want to be on the other end and make that play.
All right. Adam is in red. Kevin's in white. I'm in white and gray. Chris Lloyd is in white and black. Always looking sharp. I've got my red Georgia belt on, too. There you go. From the UGA bookstore. We love it. With great book signings scheduled. And yesterday you had Vince Dooley and Azeez Ojulari in. Before every home game, stop by, get some autographs from some Georgia greats. And the best selection of Bulldog clothing and gifts from Nike, Peter Millar, Tommy Bahama, Southern Tide, and many more. The UGA Bookstore, located next to Sanford Stadium, open every day and online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dog shop, sister restaurant, Marker 7, had dinner with Chris and Katie and Molly on Thursday night, and they kept me up past my curfew. I was moving kind of slow Friday morning. But, man, we're due for a shrimp off. We got some buffalo shrimp and now the bacon-wrapped shrimp from the Hilltop Grill. It's the best brunch in all of Athens, the crab cake Benedict, the Creole omelet, and, of course, order the Road Dog Special, steak and bacon.
And what are you going
no
with
eggs.
Today? Something different? Like
no.
Chicken sandwich?
Well, you're winning. I'm going chicken sandwich and Red Mule grits.
Are we really winning? We're winning.
I'm eating it. And that's a big reason why. We got to run into a timeout. Road Dog's about to hit me in the head over here. We got Gary from Dahlonega waiting on deck. It's Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill, the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pack. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dawgs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Meriwether & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, and it's presented by PT Solutions. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs, and Chris Lloyd, the owner here of Hilltop, and Marker 7. Need a shrimp off. Taylor, if you're listening over there at M7,
bring them
need
on.
One.
Bring them.
Especially if you got to wait till next week, we understand. We got some beautiful children out here, some wonderful families enjoying the day. And speaking of, by the way, Chris, congratulations, a grandfather for the third time
yet
over.
Again.
Sarah welcoming in Mary Elkins Elias. So you got Andrew, you got Eleanor. And you got Mary Elkin
There's
for
nothing
the
better
Elias
in the world.
Family. So,
I always
as Kevin
tell Drew,
says, yeah.
I always tell Drew, if I could have had grandkids first, I'd have never had kids.
Exactly. Just skip them and get right to it there. Let's go to Gary from the gold mining town of Dahlonega, Georgia. Gary, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, fellas. Always love to hear you on the radio. Caller from Dahlonega, but grew up in Kirby territory of Bainbridge. Go Bears.
There you go. There you go.
Couple quick comments. My observations for this game and previous games were that we were doing that up-tempo offense, which was awesome. Caught them off guard a lot. We were mixing it up, not trying to just run through a wall up the middle all the time like we used to do in the past. I'm very impressed with our receiver core, even though we do have a couple of main receivers that are out. I'm very impressed with how well they've done it. Even the commentators on the television because my wife doesn't like listening to the radio when, and you all while we're doing it. So anyway, they have done a very good job of mixing it up with the receivers that we have, and they've got some pretty good hands in that receiver corps, even though we do have a couple of people out. One last observation is I think that this defense is probably one of the fastest, quickest defenses that Georgia's had in years, and that has been awesome. Even the commentators commented on that. So anyway, just ask that you tell them all to keep doing what we're doing. It's working great. Back to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Yeah, the defense is indeed playing great. And when you talk about the wide receivers, you can see these guys are coming. And KB, clearly, you know, Jermaine Burton wasn't at full speed for that Clemson game. Well, what a difference getting him back at 100% because – he was at full speed against UAB in South Carolina. How about A.D. Mitchell? He's coming, too.
Yeah, Mitchell and Burton are going to really cause a lot of teams problems. You know, what I was talking – and I liked what the caller just said. You know, they catch the ball. They go out with their hands. They're going to the ball. They're not sitting there waiting for it to come. And I think that really separates good receivers from great receivers when great receivers always attack the ball and go get the ball and get that ball in their hand and then start to do what they do best, and that's the yaks, yards after the catch. I like how our guys really go out with their hands and take control of those situations. You saw South Carolina do it. That's what you have to do in 50-50 balls up there. Who wants it more and who practices harder to get up there and get it? You can't just expect to do it. You got to do that every day in practice, and I see that out there with Georgia and these young receivers.
All right, Dogs a winner. The final score from Athens last night, it was the Bulldogs 40. And the South Carolina Gamecocks 13. Georgia is now 3-0 on the season, and the Gamecocks 2-1. It was the SEC opener for both teams. Georgia will be at Vanderbilt, taking on the Commodores on Saturday at high noon Eastern time. That's 11 a.m. Central. Early call for the Road Dog there and for Dog Talk pregame. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, brought to you by PT Solutions on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs!
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It is the second quarter of the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions Physical Therapy, proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. The Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. Five Market Realty, Athens' local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. Just tell Jeb Bradbury hello there. We are having a great time. The bacon-wrapped shrimp have arrived. The Adam Gillespie special will be coming soon. And that man is a precise cutter of steak and connoisseur of bacon. I'm predicting Kevin Butler's going with French toast today.
I don't think so.
By the way, we've got some other great Georgia football players here today. We've got both Steve Boswell,
yes,
Carmen Prince
yes,
here today.
We got everybody here today. We got some great Bulldogs here today and their families, and it's always fun to talk to them and see how they think the game went, what they like about this team. And right now, to a whole, offensive, defensive players walk in, they talk about the defense, the speed of our defense and the way they're playing. And I think that really is exciting because, you know, the trend over the last 5 years has just been offense, 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 outscore you. If you can't score 50, you're not going to win. And it just seems like there's a little bit of a trend that is coming back. We've had some big games early this year, but, you know, the Alabama-Florida game goes, you know, 31-29. But you look at Penn State and Auburn. Auburn have been throwing up a lot of numbers early against some lesser teams. But when the competition comes in there and levels out a little bit, I really believe that defense wins championships. And I certainly know that this team believes that, especially when you look at all the head coaches and former head coaches we have. We've got a couple on defense, got a couple on offense, and that kind of coaching is paying dividends right
now. It really is a top-notch staff. And speaking of old Bulldogs, great players, I love getting the perspective as well. Knox Culpepper, he and his lovely wife Mandy always listening in. Knox loving this defense. And, by the way, if you're a linebacker like 48 and Georgia's got guys like that with Dean and Tindall as those inside backers, you got a defensive line like this, it is fun to play, and you can rack up a lot of tackles. Let's get to the phones. We go out to Columbus. We've got Daryl with us. Daryl, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, man, I want to touch on the quarterback situation first, okay? I know there would be up here talk, why did Smart put Bennett in yesterday? I mean, I don't know, maybe because, you know, we needed a quarterback with experience, so we went and begged Bennett to come back, okay? He come back, he became the starter, he got hurt, he lost the start position, right, JT got it. So he gets hurt this year, Bennett goes in, Bennett wins the SEC Player of the Week, now he's back on the bench. I mean, maybe because, you know, there's a little loyalty there, but look here, Stetson's a 7 of 11 for 292 yards, 5 TDs, okay, 1 pick. JT is 73% completion percentage. JT has the same completion percentage. He has 3 TDs, 2 picks, right? But, people say, well, that was against UAB. Well, who's to say South Carolina's any better? I mean, they beat East Carolina by 3 points, you know? And, I mean, I think we should just be happy that we got two quarterbacks that one goes down, the other one can go in there and not miss a beat, because there's not too many college football teams that can say that. I mean, you're your backup, you know, we should be happy with that. And I'm gonna say something Lewis Fine said. Who's to say how good this football team is? Because we beat Clemson 10-3, the same Clemson yesterday that had to make a goal line stand to beat Georgia Tech. I mean, we don't know. We'll know after Vanderbilt, 3 out of the next 4 games will be against ranked teams. We'll find out then how good we are. But we still got a lot of improving to do, a lot of football left to play. And regardless of which quarterback goes out there, I mean, I'm happy that we got two quarterbacks that knows the system. We won't miss a beat. And I think both of them are very capable of getting the job done. Go Dawgs.
All right, thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it there. And yeah, you know, when you think about Stetson, just how many times his number's been called, and he's delivered. And yesterday, it was a tough situation with the interception there. I was glad to see him get in there late. He had a nice run as Georgia was able to work some clock off. But I mean, this is a guy who, going back to the job he did running the scout team in 2017, coming back from junior college. I mean, stepping in there, KB, and quarterbacking this team to wins over Auburn and Tennessee last year, and needed him last week against UAB, and he was great. But I think the thing moving forward, and you and Josh Brock were really spot on with this, with the backfield, both quarterback and running back, pushing forward, will we see more continuity from this Georgia team in 2021?
Well, I think that really depends on what Munkin's seeing and what him and Kirby talk about, and you know, behind closed doors, what do they feel is to their advantage? You know, is it to their advantage? You know, they talk about 2-1, 2-1. I would like to see us get into a rhythm. I'm sure the coaches would like to see us get into a true rhythm. I you know, it goes back, and we talked about it last night. You know, the running backs, one great run, and boom, they're out. They come in with another package. I get all that. I just, you know, I guess I'm from old school where I believe these running backs, you know, when they start telling themselves to feed me more.
Feed me.
Let me stay in. They kind of turn their back. They don't want to, you know, look at the coach and waving him off. I like that. But then I'd like to see it come more. And I'm sure we will. Hey, it's early in the season. We got a long season. So to not go in there and beat these guys up, you know, that's something you got to think about. Just really thought about it. You're going to protect these guys. There's going to be some games where we're going to ask Milton, we're going to ask Jameer to just keep pounding it up the middle. And you knew which games those are going to be. But, you know, we're protecting them right now. And all of them are producing. That's the best thing. You look at their yards per carry. You know, it goes from almost 12 to 6.5 to 5.5, and that's tough to beat.
Yeah, Georgia yesterday did a great job running the football, 5.9 yards per carry for the Bulldogs. That takes the sacks into account there. And James Cook, Todd Munkin, has really done a great job with him. I think Cook's first 2 years, Georgia fans were envisioning him being used the way he has been used these last 2 years. And Cook had 8 touches yesterday for 61 yards and a pair of touchdowns.
Well, I tell you, you know, it all starts, and we talk about all those guys. We talk about how many guys scored yesterday. You know, it was James Cook, Burton scored, Mitchell scored, White scored, and it starts with the big boys up front.
Ooh,
it really
yes.
does. You know, Erickson, Schaefer, Van Pran, Slawyer, it just, these guys are big, and they're starting to get that rhythm and that continuity we talk about with our running backs and our receivers. That offensive line's coming there. 184 yards on the ground yesterday against a pretty strong front for South Carolina. As you look back on it, I think they really did a good job. And, you know, when you have that offensive line pushing forward, getting better each week, that bodes very well for us.
Matt Luke's offensive line, the versatility up there. Warren Erickson obviously was hurt in preseason practice. Moves from center to guard. He's doing a great job. And make no mistake, the captain of that O-line is Jamari Salyer. He can literally play all 5 positions. The guy's going to have a long career in the NFL, and he is doing a stellar job. And, I mean, setting the tone at left tackle for
this team. I mean, unbelievable. You know, you can solidify that left tackle. You can do a lot more things. You know, we did have one rollout that I just don't think a quarterback look. JT didn't look comfortable in the rollout, kind of turning.
And he went left as well.
Went left. Yeah. You know, it was a good move. It got him out there, but they stayed at home. So somebody was heading him up, and he really stopped and turned and probably threw it 4 or 5 yards behind the receiver coming across. So, you know, you look at that, you got to practice better on that. You got to have that play. And it's going to keep those guys at home. So we just got to get a little bit more efficient in that.
And Todd Hartley's tight end's awfully good with Mr. Bowers. He's a guy.
Well, he's right now on a pace for certainly a freshman All-American
yes.
team. I mean, this guy is making everybody that does the games. We, you know, as we talked, at Sean McDonald came by last night and saw after calling the game, he very impressed with just the talent level of players and the skill positions. And that was one guy he talked about. He's like, you know, golly, guy's from Napa. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get his nickname is Cab. Getting better with time, man.
Got he's, that right.
It's unbelievable.
Like a fine wine. Let's go to Don from Atlanta. Don, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill.
Kevin, you're talking about the Tucker Lions last night. I played the inaugural game at Fitzgerald Field. In 1966, little 6-year-old kid back then.
Holy moly.
Well, I'm a Bulldog historian, and we just passed Princeton for all-time wins at number 14. I hadn't had a lot of fanfare about that. We're number 11 in the Division I. We're just 17 games behind Tennessee. You know,
yes.
We're 60 games behind Tennessee in the 1990s. When Mark Richt got here, we picked up 43 games on Tennessee. We're only 13 games behind Southern Cal. I'm real excited.
Yeah, we're gating there, and I think with the way Kirby's going, and trust me, I look at stuff like that, and you know, I want a national championship or two coming up here soon, and I get that 9-game winning streak over Tech. And Don, I'm with you too. I'd love to get to that top 10 in all-time wins, and we are definitely gaining some ground, my friend, so you keep it up.
All right, buddy. Go golf.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. That's good stuff there.
That is. I mean, that's
that was a tight. I used to.
When there were some big names in the history of college football right there.
I know. I remember Brooke Shields went to Princeton.
What does that have to do with football?
Because, you know, I was a kid in the early 80s, and she was kind of a heartthrob, and I just remember Brooke Shields is going to college at Princeton. So
she would have been a lot taller than you, right?
Yeah, I would say so, and older, but, you know. The Blue Lagoon, when you're like 9-10 years old, that's some sterling cinema right there.
Yeah, if I'm going to be stranded on an island, I'd probably pick Brooke to be stranded with me. How'd she get here? I have no idea. Showed up and she was here. We're going to hang out here for a while.
The phone numbers to join us on the Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That is 888-81 Dogs, Five Market Realty, Athens local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. We'll come back and return to the phones. This is the Bulldog Brunch brought to you by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the fabulous Hilltop Grill, where it's almost that magic hour of 11 o'clock. The Creole omelet, the crab cake Benedict, my two personal recommendations there. And, of course, you can get the Adam Gillespie special. That's steak and bacon. They'll make it for you there. Best French toast around. And it's almost getting that time, almost. Greatest gumbo. I'll put it up against any from New Orleans.
Yes, I will, too.
It's
always
awesome.
Have said that.
We love the Hilltop Grill. As KB says, just order the menu.
Start with the menu.
It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. With locations throughout the Southeast, Pruitt Health is open 24/7 for your skilled nursing and home health needs. Our family business has served your family for more than 50 years. Our healthcare heroes expertly provide for your loved one with care and compassion, because that's what family does. Learn more at PruittHealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Alabama.
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete. You cannot hit the line.
Michigan.
The College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. The bacon-wrapped shrimp are about gone. We love the Hilltop Grill. Crab Cake Benedict, personal favorite. If you've never had it, order it. Creole omelet. You know what it's got? shrimp and cheese. Can't beat that.
No, those are two. I think that's two of the food groups.
Yeah. And you just, you know, put some Tabasco on top of there. I got a lot of folks want to say hello to. My lovely bride, Emily, is here with our golfer we adopted, Gabby Coelho, who got honored yesterday as the Georgia women's golf team had the top GPA.
Saw them all out there. Got a great round of
so
applause.
She
it was
contributed
awesome.
A 4.0 out there, and that was.
We in fact, did a little recruiting yesterday for the women's golf team.
We sure did.
We met a young lady that's from Johns Creek, I believe.
Yeah, we sure did. She is a great young talent, and her mom was a cheerleader here, just like your wife
I
was
know.
A cheerleader
It was unbelievable because we were talking,
and
all of a sudden this big old roll of money fell out of Jeff's pocket, and I went, That's a giveaway. No, she was she plays out of an athletic club.
Kevin goes, what's your lowest score? She goes, 63. And I said, well, you need to verbally commit right
now. I said, I'll be 63 soon.
but it was great. And seeing all the different prospects from all the different sports there,
awesome.
It's fantastic. I got a couple of well wishes I'd like to pass along. And, Kevin, I know a good friend of yours as well, our buddy Lou Perno, who was a big part of that 1980
Absolutely.
National Championship team as a – student trainer and part of one of the great families in the history of Athens, Georgia. Lou going through a tough time right now, and buddy, we're thinking about you. His daughter Collier does an unbelievable job, and Lou is as good as gold. And Emily was just passing it along. I've got some friends, the Roundtrees. They had their little boy Wesley sick yesterday, 6 months old, ICU, set up watching the game. Discharged him at 2:30 last night
after
the Bulldogs win. So, Wesley,
that a
boy.
Like that.
Good to hear from you there. And, of course, the great man Flynn Nance. Flynn had us by yesterday at his tailgate. So he doesn't want anybody to know about it because it's
he's
pretty
done a good
much
job
a perfect
with that,
secret location.
Yeah.
Well, he is now invited. He's invited you.
Well,
so,
that's good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know.
Well,
but
he's
Emily
a
and
sweetheart
I
anyway.
Flynn
I just,
is
I didn't
the best.
Know about this, but
and he made a terrible mistake, though.
He let you know where he's at.
Worse than that. He told after Hawaii Dog Oge, he said, I need to get you and Emily to our lake house. And I said, well, here's the problem. I'm the type to say, okay, so Sunday after the brunch, we can be there at 1 to watch the Falcons. What are you going to be cooking? Or I'll just bring the Hilltop. It's good. So, because I will take you up on those offers. You offer us a lake house or a beach house to stay at, we'll be there, as you once coined me, America's guest.
Yeah, well, here, I tell you, I got a call from my dad this morning. We're changing subjects. JoJo called me and said he was upset with you.
Oh,
he said, you did a great job last night. He really enjoyed listening to you on the sideline. He goes, but he's upset with you. Did you hear about the ruling that came down yesterday about St. Simon's?
I did. Now, that is for Frat Beach. That is not
That is for
like in the summer.
Just they're targeting the Georgia-Florida weekend.
That they are.
How did you let that happen?
I don't have the power and influence down there I used to, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, but that's quite a scene down there. I guess they're just trying to calm it down a little bit.
Well, I mean, not – why? What not the week before is okay? The week after is okay?
Listen, Mongo only pawn in game of life.
I tell you what, sounds awful suspicious.
I don't want to upset JoJo or Sharon ever. Let's go to Daniel from Fun Row, Georgia. Daniel, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, guys, you caught me off guard. I'm like, are they talking to me?
Yes, sir. Fire away.
Yeah, guys, I haven't seen a defense. You have to ask me, or you have to think that yourself. I have not seen a defense this good in quite some time. My friend was asking me last night, he goes, he hasn't seen a defense this great in some time when he was asking me what my favorite alcohol drink was. It's a lot when I'm watching the Bulldogs. But it was amazing. I didn't think – I mean, I know they said the spread that we – we're supposed to win by. We almost covered it had we not given up that only touchdown. But here's the thing. I was watching the Alabama-Florida game prior to ours, and I'm going, if our defense is that good, or Alabama's offense or Alabama's defense let Florida get into that game, do you think that we'll be able to go – our defense will be able to go toe-to-toe with their offense if we end up playing them in the SEC championship.
Well, there's a long road to go to get there, and
past Vanderbilt.
That's exactly right. Got to get past Vanderbilt. But talking about that defense, there are a lot of similarities, I think, to the early '80s, to what Georgia had in the early 2000s. In fact, that 0-2 defense in particular, and the 17 defense. I think this line is better, but in 17 you had Roquan Smith. But I think back. We had a ton of great defensive linemen in the early 80s. Great teams have great defensive lines. And probably the best trio we've had, I mean, you could go back certainly to Patton and Stanfill and Coach Steve Greer, but the Meat Cleaver Weaver, Freddie Gilbert, Jimmy Payne.
Well, it really is.
This is similar to that.
Yeah, Josh brought that up last night, and it really is. You start talking about you got a great lineman here, you got two of them, but the depth that we have right now, that's really what makes this defense, I think, go. When we have the, you know, we got caught last night early switching guys out.
We did.
That's when they made the one play. We got to be much, much more efficient than that. So I think you'll see that. But the depth, again, Jeff, that's what comes in and makes this defense look that much better, because the level of play when we're substituting does not step down.
And you've got those elite linemen. And right now, I think the quartet of Jordan Davis, Trayvon Walker, Jalen Carter, and Devontae Wyatt, again, going back to that term, elite, that's a great foursome.
Yeah, and, you know, you got it's very important, because we still have a young, inexperienced defensive backfield as a whole. We've got some good guys back there, but, you know, we got a couple of young corners out there, and the more that we can give them that pressure, put them in a little bit more of a speed-up type situation – they're going to get better and better.
It is halftime for us, but you know what 11 o'clock means at Hilltop, right?
We're ordering food.
The Bulldog Brunch Law. We're ordering food, and there'll be tomato juice appearing out here. It's an amazing thing.
We got one table over there has been very, very
very patient. They've been here since 8:55 this morning.
I'll tell you
what. We love the Hilltop Grill. It's the best brunch in all of Athens. Come on down and get you a Creole omelet and some bacon-wrapped shrimp. You'll thank us later or immediately. Bulldog Brunch by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill, the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia went undefeated at home in 2017 and 2018. Hey, this is Jeff Dancer, and I'll tell you all about it after this from Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Celebrate tailgating season and save up to $10,000 on your new Ram truck. When it comes to trucks, nobody does it better than Ram. And my friends at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram have a five-star with the new 2021 Ram 1500. Make sure you mention you heard it here, and my friends at Athens DCJR will save you up to $10,000 off the 2021 Ram 1500 Classic. You'll be tailgating in style with plenty extra to enjoy this season. Enjoy the Bulldogs with the Classic, the new 2021 Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days. The Bulldogs of 2017 and 18 boasted a perfect record between the hedges with victories over Tech, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. I'm Jeff Dancer for Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 4145 Atlanta Highway, or AthensDCJR.com. Stock number M87140, MSRP 48772, sale price 38722, discount off MSRP, plus tax, title, or TABT, and Georgia WRA fees. Includes all rebates, subject to prior sale.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences?
Obviously excited about this game.
And original programming?
They always hear is the legacy, the tradition.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldog sports.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Merriweather and Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Georgia with a 40-13 victory over the South Carolina Gamecocks last night. It was electric between the hedges. Second-ranked Dogs now 3-0, winning the SEC openers. We broadcast live from the Hilltop Grill. Best brunch in all of Athens. KB's ordering him some buffalo fingers. Adam Gillespie's got the steak and bacon. I'm going with the chicken sandwich and some collard greens. And, of course, you got the crab cake Benedict, the eggs Wellington. We have devoured some bacon-wrapped shrimp and those unbelievable Red Mule grits. And you know what? It's getting close enough to October. Go ahead and order the greatest gumbo in the world. Just as good as anything you get in New Orleans, Louisiana. We are presented by PT Solutions. Physical therapy, be unstoppable, proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Jim has patiently been waiting. Jim, we normally don't take callers in this segment, but Jim, we are talking to you, my friend. Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, guys, go ahead and eat while I speak.
Yes, sir. Have at it, Jim.
Hey, just a couple of quick different things here. First of all, I didn't hear anything yet. I'm sure other people have. I didn't understand when Bennett came in for Daniels. Did Daniels get tweaked, or did he tweak that injury? Or it was just so bizarre because he came back in after one play, and I was wondering about that. And also, I got a question for you, Kevin, concerning offensive line. In offensive linemen, their technique and everything, how hard is it for these linemen to defend, to learn to defend the pass well, but also be able to push the line and open holes for the run game? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of teams that could do one well, but they can't do the other well. I mean, is it just pure coaching of or the player's talent, excuse me, of doing one thing better than the other?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. That's a good observation, because not every lineman does both well.
No, I think that's the challenge that, you know, coach has. I mean, you got to try to find these players that certainly – they stand out doing one or the other, but can you balance them out? Can you balance them out in a way that they're going to be dominant pushing forward on the run game and also have enough agility and athletic ability to protect a quarterback in a pocket, in a moving pocket, a rollout? It's very hard to find that combination. And then when you do to develop it, I think Georgia's done a great job of it. You look at the offensive line that we've had, the ones that we're securing through recruitment that come in here, we've got a great way to develop them physically, mentally, and get them to be able to not just play one position. I think that's kind of the trait right now at Georgia since Kirby's been here. When these guys get here, they learn just about every position on that offensive line, and then they obviously gravitate to where they are performing the best.
That's a great example, too, with both Jamari Salyer and Warren Erickson, who have played, I think Jamari has played all five positions, and Erickson has played three of those. Hey, Georgia fans, you can keep up to date with all kinds of stuff like that. Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media. Search it at UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing. Provide your inside connection to Georgia Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content following the Kirby Smart All-Access TV show and all things Bulldogs, UGA_GBSM. We need to run into a timeout. The road dog, Adam Gillespie, sitting across the way. Gus Wedekamp, our network studio producer. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. Five Market Realty, Athens' local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Enjoying the best brunch in all of Athens on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Dogs.
fans, download the all-new Georgia Football Digital Yearbook now at GeorgiaDogs.com. Exclusive access to a season preview, player profiles, UGA history, and more. It's completely free to access the Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at GeorgiaDogs.com.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pound. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
Bulldogs fans, get exclusive access to game previews and game day information for this Bulldogs football season. Be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com to download the brand new 2021 Georgia Football Digital Fan Guide. Get everything you need to know for this season at GeorgiaDogs.com.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch. Presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. Enjoy the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Feel unstoppable with PT Solutions. Schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com. Proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Hey, want to send out a happy birthday to my man, number three, Zamir White. Yesterday was his birthday, and nothing like going out and punching one in through the teeth of the Gamecocks defense to celebrate your birthday, Zamir. What a story he is. I'm a tailback guy. He's my guy, so happy birthday, number three.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back to those phones. We have David with us in College Park, GA. David, a good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, guys. It's been a great season so far, and I know we got some tough games coming up against Auburn and Florida, but this could be the year we make it all the way. But I was wondering about this Vanderbilt game. They said it was going to be at 12 o'clock, and I can't find out what channel it's coming on.
Okay, David, thank you. I'm guessing it's going to be on the SEC Network, but that'll be a high noon east. Thank you, Gus. That is correct. At 11 o'clock Central Time, and just got to worry about the doors. And
which will be 12 o'clock here, so don't
get confused.
He's trying to look for it already. Now you're telling him a different time.
Yeah, well, if you go early, you're not going to get burned by that. So,
or you get so bored looking for it, you quit.
You just got to go 1 week at a time and enjoy the season, because it takes forever to get here.
I understand.
And then it just flies by. I want to send out a hello, too, to some of our great 4-H friends. Our buddy Bo Riles, who is a 45-year season ticket holder, and enjoyed seeing Bo down at a speaking engagement with my buddy Will Carter down at Sea Palms and St. Simons. And he's got two folks with him, Jill and Scott Bramble, who are doing a tour of the SEC. And welcome, and God bless you, everything that 4-H does. A wonderful
That's
organization.
Awesome.
And you're 1-0, so come back anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Jeff, y'all can stay at Jeff's house. Did you meet his wife, Emily, yet?
There you go.
It'd be awesome. Y'all have a great time.
We've always got nothing but the best. And, yes, our buddy Fireball Rodney. You want to guess how he got that nickname? Well, it's pretty obvious. We appreciate Fireball has got us dialed in. And, of course, you can tweet us. Kevin is at The Real Butthead. Yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. Want to say hello to some tweets. Thank you to Run Lindsay. Thank you to Daryl. Thank you to Steve. Thank you to Jeremy, my man listing up. Let's see. He loved the Blue Lagoon bonus content there. Thank you to
you two guys should get together.
Yeah, thank you. Well, he's an old roommate of mine from college. Great
that
guy.
Makes a lot of sense.
Low
now.
Country Dog asking about Julian Rochester right now, and you know he's still coming along for the knee. So hopefully
saw him out there warming up yesterday, moving around a little bit better. He looks like he's getting a little bit more comfortable. He also looks, as crazy as you sound, looks thinner.
Yeah, Yep. I want to send out a thing. I just got this one, too. Derek Seago tweets in. Rita, good morning, JD. We're here at the Hilltop this morning. My wife just returned from Afghanistan. She is Army and was at the airport during all of the chaos. And, yes, come over and see us anytime. And God bless you. Holy cow. Thank you to Brian very much. And I don't see Georgia jumping into number one, nor do I think the Bulldogs should. Alabama's the reigning champions, and I long for the day when we're the reigning national champions and beat Florida by 2 points and people start writing our epitaph. Will Wilson.
You're so far down the road. It's just
thank you very much. He's got us on the boom box today.
Oh,
yesterday
I like that
he
one.
Was in the car.
That's a good one. Does that have a CD player on top?
I think it does, my friend. ABNPFDR99. Hey, that was a winner. Thank you to Mitchell Kaysen from down in Statesboro. George down in Tybee Island has got us dialed in. Our man Kyle Odom and the Seeky Swish and Lexi all saying go Dogs. I concur. Let's go to Carl from Dawson, GA. Carl led us off on Dog Talk pregame yesterday, and it's great to hear from you, Carl.
Yeah, thank you there, fellas. Jeff, I think you did a great job on the sideline yesterday.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much.
I want to ask Kevin if he thinks our place kicker has got it figured out now. Is he going to be straightened out?
KB, what do you think?
Well, you know what? He had a great game yesterday. He came through in a clutch kick, and that was something that certainly needed to happen. I think you heard the excitement in Coach Smart's voice after the game talking about we got Pod out there. We put him in a situation where, you know, you make a couple of plays, you get in that position. The kicker knows that's what you're going to do. So mentally it was great. He hit it right down the middle. It was a great kick. You know, my only thing was, you know, his first two earlier misses, I think he was out there just trying to guide the ball instead of kicking it like he did the Cincinnati kick last year. I mean, get out there and trust your swing and just aim and go. Don't try to guide it.
As big as the points were, I think the confidence boost just as
huge,
big. All
huge.
Right, Dog fans, shop the UGA Bookstore. Our buddy Howard Taylor before and after every home game for the best selection of Georgia Bulldogs clothing and gifts from Nike, Peter Millar, Tommy Bahama, Southern Tide, and many more. Hey, and if you're a student, guess what? They've got textbooks. The UGA Bookstore, located next door to Sanford Stadium, open every day and online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the Dog Shop. We have got a ton of phone lines opening. We got folks on hold. We'll get to you, I promise. Remember, with PT Solutions, feel better, feel stronger, feel unstoppable with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Schedule your appointment today at PTSolutions.com. A proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs, PT Solutions, proud to bring you the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, where Danielle does a great job always taking care of us, and we have got our brunch on the way, and I can't wait. They do have great collard greens here as well. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dogs!
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. We believe family makes us stronger. If being part of a work family is important to you, if you're looking for a home rather than just a job, then now is a great time to make a change. We invite you to join our family of caregivers in skilled nursing or home health. Connect with our recruiters right now. Just email hireme@pruitthealth.com. That's hireme@pruitthealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. KB, you done with your coffee over here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We're on to other stuff.
I sure hope it doesn't spill over here on all of Adam's electronics, because we got to clear off the table for the important stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Food. Oh, there's a big plate of fries over there. Those babies are going to be gone while we're talking. Yes, indeed. Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. We love it after a Georgia win. And what a win it was yesterday as the Bulldogs defeat the South Carolina Gamecocks 40-13 last night. And Georgia fans, get some of those highlights and tune in tonight. Midnight, that's when KB just gets rolling down in Buckhead. WSB TV Channel 2, catch the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access. This week we'll recap all the action from the victory over the Gamecocks. And we've teamed up with Georgia Power for a special feature to recognize those five awesome and courageous men who broke the color barrier for Georgia football in 1971. Kirby Smart All Access tonight, WSB TV, or anytime. GeorgiaDogs.com. And KB, when the five came out, that place was electric, and no doubt that served as a huge motivation and lift for our team heading into the game. One of the great ovations I've ever heard for a pregame ceremony between the hedges.
Well, it was, and it very historical, and I really got to talk to all those guys down there, congratulate them, welcome them back, and it was also fun to talk to Coach Dooley down there. I mean, he was awful proud of that moment, too, and it was just very cool that all Georgia could share in that. You know, I'm glad it didn't happen last year, because it wouldn't have been that
right,
full stadium.
Right.
I think people need to understand the impact of it and what it has meant to the University of Georgia, State of Georgia.
And as we say, sports, the great unifier, and nothing unifies us like college football in the South. I know for me, one of my favorite Georgia players from the 70s was Horace King. And I just remember watching him play for the Lions, and I got his football card. And I was so he played for Georgia. That's so awesome. You know, when you're a kid, it's like, oh, my gosh, this guy played for my team.
And he's such a nice man. He's always good to see, just fun. He's always interactive. He's involved with our Letterman's Club and everything, and it's kind of he just represents the University of Georgia unbelievably.
But those five guys, awesome. And I know Coach Dooley was very proud being out there with him. It was a magnificent moment yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Hey, Dog fans, if you're looking for up-to-date game day information and new stadium policies, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. Download the 2021 Georgia Football Digital Fan Guide presented by Georgia Power. Get everything you need to know for this season at GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. Our man, the road dog, sitting in across the way. And by the way, what a job with Adam taking over for the great Tony Schiavone. Adam, the lead producer on our football broadcast. He's been running the show here for several years, taking care of us. And I'm very proud of him. He is the head man. He's like Scotty on the Starship Enterprise. He's a star.
But he gets a little carried away sometimes, makes promises he can't handle. And, I mean, he knows what I'm talking about. I mean, he's working on it. You're working on it, aren't you? Yeah, see?
It's a process.
Anytime somebody shakes their head yes and some meat's hanging out of it, you just go, okay, he's working on it.
And you can tell he's got the good hands because the precision of that steak cutting, it's magnificent.
It really is. He's so good, his beard doesn't even have a drip.
No.
Yeah.
We've been challenged for man buns. I just don't think it's going to work for any of it. So, anyway, as we continue on, Dogs at Vandy coming up on Saturday. The Doors last night lost to the Stanford Cardinal. It was Alabama 31 and Florida 29. It was Clemson 14 and Tech 8. Fresno State over UCLA 40-37. If you missed that one last night, Fresno State's got a good football team. Oregon took care a week after playing Ohio State, beat Stony Brook, and the madness of conference expansion. It was great to see the grand old rivalry, Oklahoma and Nebraska, playing yesterday. That was not a conference game, but Oklahoma and West Virginia will be. And it'll be another conference game for Georgia. Bulldogs and Vanderbilt, that will be the second of eight consecutive Southeastern Conference games for the Bulldogs. And that, my friend, is a grind.
Well, you know what? It's what everybody has to do. And I think Georgia is just set up this year. And everybody, you know, we got to be honest. Our schedule is as soft as it's been in recent years because we don't really have that those powerhouses from the West, you know. Sometimes you get the Alabama, you get the LSU, and we haven't fared well when we played them. So Georgia's set up right now as they constantly get better, work harder. They're going to put themselves in position to gain some great things. And, you know, as we keep saying, they want to be elite, and elite people have their mindset on one thing, and that's the national championship, not the East, not the SEC. Those are stepping stones to what you want to accomplish.
That is the big goal, and maybe, just maybe, that second Monday in January, the confetti will rain on the shoulders of the red and black. We've got our fourth quarter coming up from the Hilltop Grill. It's the best brunch in all of Athens. Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place. But it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. Great to see Steve Boswell coming through, number 44, as we said, our Boz, and Carmen Prince here as well, Bulldog greats.
You talk about a wall.
You talk about a guy who teamed up with Rambo Brantley.
Oh,
those were
gosh.
Two guys you wouldn't want to tangle with on or off the field.
Yeah, you know, those were the guys when you come off the field, they'd come off of a good play, and you'd go up to them and like, hey, good, and you could get hurt because they're still in that moment.
A couple of our buddies back in the day when there was one training room for athletics, and it was over at the Coliseum, Chicken Hawk and the crew over there, guys that played other sports, some of our tennis or baseball guys, they said you basically had to have your leg broken in half to go in the training room because, you know, guys like that would – we're football players. Mm-hmm. We got real injuries. Y'all get out of here. Like, if you just had a sore shoulder and you were a tennis player,
yeah,
you didn't want to go rolling in if Boswell and Rambo Brantley.
No, you know, and the only way I would go in there, I would really stay along the wall. I'd creep in there, and I'd just work my way over to the steam room. And that's where I'd go. And I'd be in there with, you know, Coach Durham would be in there with me, Coach Casey. A lot of the world's problems got solved in there.
Two of the smartest men I've ever met.
I'm just telling you, you had to be in there to just sit back in the corner and listen. Now, you'd almost pass out because it was so hot.
About 140.
Yeah, they used to crank it up because Coach Casey was in charge of it. So if you couldn't, you know, take your flesh actually almost burning, then we were not going to be in there long.
I sent you a picture. I had just a great treat back a couple of weeks before the season. I was out walking Albus and Hermie. Hear this car honk, pulls up. It's Coach Casey. Of course, it's about 98 degrees, long sleeve shirt, overalls on.
Absolutely.
And we talked football for 45 minutes. I love that man. And I had another great treat. He and his beautiful wife, Susan, the great Tim Morrison, one of our best players ever, and his wife, Lee, they invited me and Emily to dinner, and I just said yes. And we went and ate at Marker 7, and I told him, I go, Emily, I don't know if we have any plans or anything, but now we do because – Tim Morrison and
absolutely.
John Casey. No
but
way I'm passing
you,
that up.
That is something else. I mean, you get those guys, and, you know, I still think it was what Coach Casey taught us back then because when I work out to this day, I don't care how hot it is, I've got the sweatshirt on, and you need to sweat to the maximum of your ability to sweat. And I think that was what I learned in the dungeon here at Georgia, and I mean that sincerely. When you used to go into a weight room and they would lock it behind you, in front of you with chains, you're going, what's about to happen?
I don't know
here?
How kosher that would be these days, but
it brings back a couple of scenes from like Pulp Fiction. You go, what the heck? What are we? What?
Hey, it gets hot in the SEC.
It sure does.
Clemson, South Carolina, and Columbia,
but
South Carolina.
We knew
Carolina
if we made it to the fourth quarter, baby,
we're going to win.
We're going to beat them down because we worked out in the dungeon.
Best conditioned team there was. All right, 5 Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. You can call the Wolf there. Atlanta's local, Athens local. I just said Atlanta, Athens local real estate company. Gosh. Helping you move to Athens. You kind of got me freaked out with that Pulp Fiction reference. Retired Athens or invested Athens. Move to Athens. 5 Market Realty's got you covered. We love our friends at 5M Realty, 888-81-DOGS, 888-813-2947. It's getting kind of hot out
that
here.
That was a great movie, though. You know, when I was up with the Bears, my parents would come up on Christmas and kind of stay through that last game and stay into New Year's. And I remember me and Kathy were going out one night for New Year's, and my mom goes, well, I want to watch that Pulp Fiction.
Oh, boy, no, you don't.
I go, Mom, I had the big still got them, the big laser disc, that like the LP things. So I said, okay, Mom, I'll put it on for you. Just push this button, play. I remember we probably got home about 3 in the morning, and we walked in. My mom's sitting on the couch staring at me. She goes, that was a disturbing movie.
Yes, went, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you it was kind of disturbing, Mom.
You don't want to watch that. You're not the target audience there. Yeah. Our friends from PT Solutions.
She felt the target.
Yes. Will make you feel stronger. PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Just schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com. A proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. And it'll be the Dogs and Vandy. Can Georgia be unstoppable again? One thing, and this is a trademark of a championship team. It's only 3 games in. I know. When you're favored heavily, Georgia was favored by 23.5 against UAB, favored by 31.5 yesterday. The Dogs score touchdowns on their first 2 possessions in both of those games to go up 14-0. That's what great teams do. They strike early, they strike first, and they strike fast.
Yeah.
Kind of like Cobra Kai.
Absolutely. Ooh, Cobra Kai, that's a good move right there. and you know what? And not playing as efficient as they did in the fourth quarter, you know, I think they gave up 132 yards in the fourth
quarter.
Kirby
was not happy about that.
And, you know, so they got to work on that, and then that's going to get them a little bit more focused because just like you said, natural letdown, early game at 12. For some reason, you like to keep saying it's 11 o'clock Central.
Well, it is, and the game will be played in the Central time zone.
I won't be watching it in the Central time zone.
No.
So it'll be played in the East Coast time to me. See how you do that? So what I'm saying is, they're going to have good reason to be focused going out mm-hmm. there. They want to play sharper. They need to learn to close these games out better than they did this past week. because we're going to have teams come much harder at us in the fourth quarter than we saw South Carolina come at us. We're going to see teams get tougher and tougher each week. So we need to learn how to put that pedal down, Jeff, and keep it on. I like the big victories.
And you're exactly right. That margin of victory matters. Well, number one, you're sending a message. And I think back to Steve Spurrier's teams at Florida in the 90s, Vanderbilt and Kentucky, they were annihilating those teams. So you're playing Vandy or Kentucky, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, I hope we don't get beat by 50. And meanwhile, they looked at us as a mark potentially.
Absolutely.
You put up those big numbers, it's hard to beat somebody if they're worried about getting blown out.
No, and I think, let's look at Vanderbilt's side. They know that a very good Georgia football team's coming in. If they're not playing at their best, it will get ugly very quickly. So these guys are going to come out there and give it their best shot. There's kids there that could play on our team, but
sure
as a whole and as a team and the depth and the level that they're playing at right now does not match Georgia. So it should not be a match if Georgia goes out there and plays like they want to be elite. And they play like they are elite.
Yeah, Vandy had a good running game last night, going and had a 100-yard rusher. Let's go to Dasher from here in Athens. On Dasher, thank you for holding, Dash, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Oh, no.
Dasher going once, going twice.
You know Christmas.
Call us
now.
Back. We got a man, the Hug Dog, great Bulldog fan with us. Hug Dog, welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Hate that we missed you on the patio this morning, but we had to get on the road out of Athens, and we're had a little family time at the beach. But I wanted to call in a couple of things. Number one, our third down defense this year has been really, really fantastic, especially with pressure. But I think there's a hidden stat there, and I think our second down defense has been much better than expected. And so we're forcing a lot of third and longs, which really allow us to pin our ears back and use our speed. So I'm thrilled that our defense is dialing it up like that. And lastly, the comment for my Bulldog Nation. Leaving last night and walking in the car, I was really disheartened by the amount of trash and the amount of just debris that our Bulldog friends are leaving out. And we need to protect our campus and keep it pretty. And there's plenty of trash bags to go around, so I'm pleading to the Bulldog Nation, let's take care of our campus. Let's have a great time, but let's also make sure that we leave it better than we found it. Appreciate you guys, and we'll see you in Nashville next week.
Thank you, Hug Dog, and I will echo those sentiments. I think very well said, because it is the prettiest campus in the world and a very special place, and it was definitely a special place yesterday.
Absolutely, and, thank the crews that get out there and clean it up, because it is a mess after – you put 80, 85, 90,000 people out in the parking lots, and everybody can do their chore and clean up after themselves. But I appreciate that, and I know everybody around here appreciates it. It's a beautiful campus.
It is a very, very special place, and yesterday was a very special day, and the Bulldogs improved to 3-0. KB, as we said, takes forever for the season to get here, and then it just seems to fly by. I mean, we're 1/4 of the way done already. But you start going, you get bigger matchups, you get bigger games, and every week that list of unbeatens gets dwindled down a little bit more. Yesterday, two 2-0 football teams played here. It's like Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave. Well, Georgia leaves undefeated.
Yeah, you know what? You're playing. Each week you play good, you win, you almost set yourself up for that longer season. There's another game. You got a championship in your conference game. If you can get to that and secure that, you've got another one. Then all of a sudden, your season can be extended because of positive play, because of winning and being consistent. That's really the keys to the season right now. And Georgia is improving. They're doing what they need to do. We're getting a lot of guys to play. We played another boatload of players again yesterday. And that's very valuable to the growth of this team, to the recruiting of this team. And when people see young guys out there, and we had a boatload of recruits out there yesterday.
A bunch.
When they see young guys out there playing, they envision themselves coming to Georgia, being on that field, being inside that crowd that was crazy yesterday. That sells the Georgia way, and everybody has a part in that.
Hey, KB, we talked about those four elite defensive linemen that Georgia's got in Trayvon Walker, Jalen Carter, Devontae Wyatt, and the captain of that group, Big Jordan Davis. Well, now with that, you're seeing players like Tramell Walltower, Nazir Stackhouse had another really good game, Warren Brinson, and some of those freshmen, Jonathan Jefferson, just hungry to get their feet wet. Zion Logue's getting in there some. So when you got those great players showing the way, what does that do for those understudies?
Well, it's so valuable, but what I think it really does more is for the recruiting front, it puts Georgia on the map with defensive linemen.
Yes. Well,
we're on the map with linebackers. We're on the map with running backs. I mean, the big things, you know, we're making our way with linemen, offensive linemen. And that defensive line, though we get some great blue chippers and some five stars, it hasn't been up at the top.
Correct.
Like it is now, and that's where we see two to three, four guys out there at once. They're all playmakers, and we got four more guys on the side. You remember when Bama came through here?
Oh,
I came over there, and I looked at you. I said, that is the biggest team I've ever seen. And they were three deep at every lineman, and none of them were below 6'3", and they looked like running backs. And that's kind of the shape that our defensive line looks now. They're huge. They're trim. They can move. They have speed. They're agile. And that's the difference right now in the fronts in college football.
There was a great line. I had somebody tweet this out at me the other day. I was talking about Jordan Davis from Rocky III when Rocky takes on Thunderlips, played by Hulk Hogan, and Burgess Meredith's character Mickey looks at him and goes, look at the size of that guy. He goes, you ever fight a dinosaur before? Those things can do a lot of damage. And I think about that with Big Jordan. And what was the line he had? If it's three for me, then that means two guys are free.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, it, you know, he's getting double and triple.
If there's three on me, somebody's free.
Yeah.
And there were three on him several times yesterday. And, you know, whether it was somebody shadowing the double team in case he comes off, they're just sliding over and doing it. Saw that quite a bit. He demands that. And is it true? You just do the numbers, guys. If there's three on me, somebody's free.
You know who's playing really well? We've talked a lot about those seniors in the secondary, guys like Chris Smith, Latavius Breeny, Amir Speed, who could have jumped in that portal. Channing Tindall obviously could have been starting for a lot of teams in college football. He and Quay Walker, these are guys that waited their turns. And I look at Tindall right now, and Kevin, he and N'Kobe Dean, they are playing as good as any inside linebacker combination that we've seen this season.
No doubt, no doubt. Their speed is really just unmatched. I mean, that's the one thing that I think grabs everybody's attention. You go, you know, when he looks like they get outside and all of a sudden he's scraping, the closing speed on our players, it goes back to the two things you have to be. The closing speed is enormously fast, but, Jeff, they're under control.
Yes,
that is unbelievable. That's what makes the difference. Everybody can go if you can run over there, but if you're out of control, you're not. You get one move and you're by. Our guys are getting there, wrapping up, making very physical tackles. I love it. I love it.
Kirby even said something a couple of years ago. We had a couple of young guys getting in, and he said, well, they're playing really fast, which is good, but if you're playing fast and you're doing the wrong thing, that even makes it worse because you're even more out of position.
Absolutely.
And we are seeing with Georgia's defense right now on that front seven with these linebackers, you're seeing that controlled fury and taking those right angles. And like you said, finishing the play.
Well, if you know, and you've been out there, Jeff, but if you go out to the practices at Georgia, that stuff is demanded on a play-by-play basis. There's no taking time off. There's no loafing to a runner. I mean, you are taking full speed every time, so you know what angles to take.
Yes.
If you get in situations where you're going 75% in practice and not doing it hits the game at 100%, you make the wrong angle. You're not sizing up your opponent like you should be. The better pictures we get from our scout teams from 1 versus 2, 2 versus 1 just makes Georgia better, makes those plays seem a little bit more routine than a great, great play. Well, when Tindall scrapes and gets out there, man, he's going to make the tackle.
You know, something else that we talk about with depth there, and I'm glad you brought up, the quote-unquote, the loafing. Now, let's say you're a great player. You had a big week. You know, should be an easy game on Saturday for me. I'm not going to go 100% Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, guess what? You got some elite prospect behind you pushing. And with Georgia's program right now with Kirby Smart, I don't care if you're an All-American. You had a bad week in practice. The attitude wasn't there. You got this young gun back behind you. He's going to be playing on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that's what pushes you forward.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what Kirby preaches, yeah.
The star players, they're not. I mean, you get the guys with the right attitude, and you're getting that push behind you.
Well, the true leaders on the team enjoy that. They
exactly.
work hard, and they encourage the guys to try to catch them. Try to catch me. You think you're good? Try to catch me. And that comes from people like, you know, the best players I've ever played with. This guy right here that I just got a picture from, God bless him, Steve McMichael, got a huge, huge ALS Courage Award yesterday at Soldier Field. He's been struck quickly, but here's a guy that he would dare guys. You want to come on in here? I'm going to show you how to do it. Unless you get in here and let's see you do it. And when they didn't, it wasn't get out of here. It's like, this is what you need to do. The best try to teach, because they know if you're going to win a championship, they're not going to win it alone. This isn't basketball. This isn't bowling. You need to have a team. This is what America can't do in the Ryder Cup. A lot of guys don't know how to play on a team.
Right.
And great teams win championships. You do not win championships by being a fragmented team.
And when you've got great players who are showing the way and doing things the right way on and off the field, that makes a coach's job a whole lot
very
easier.
Very contagious.
It is. And I know, like, for you, you followed Herschel's fitness plan and Terry Hogue's academic plan.
I did. I ate Snickers and drank wine. No, that's their plans now. You're talking about back then. Yeah, sure.
You know, Hogue goes.
I followed one guy's plan, and that was Coach Casey's plan.
4.0 in genetics. Pretty bright guy, number 14.
Is that G-Y or G-I?
KB, you are the best, my friend.
I don't either.
Dogs a winner yesterday over those South Carolina Gamecocks. Final score, Bulldogs 40, Gamecocks 13.
You did a great job yesterday on the field.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
I had a lot of people call me and ask me if you were lost. They saw you walking around the sideline.
I did give a good safety signal
when
I was down there. Did you see it? I threw it up. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad it went because, man, he took a second. I was going, if they don't call that a safety.
What if I had to run on the field to argue with the official?
Well, I was hoping that you were going to run out there and remember, like, go get the kickoff tee.
Oh, yeah.
Sprint out there, grab it, maybe do a little roll, grab it, and then run back.
That's a good job.
It is.
Kind of like doing up-downs. The alignment?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. I don't know if I could handle it. It was good and hot yesterday. KB, great job. We'll say goodbye. Say goodbye to Hollywood after this timeout. We're presented by PT Solutions. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the fabulous Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pack. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Meriwether & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game?
O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back one final time here for the magnificent Hilltop Grill, best brunch in all of Athens. Thanks to the Road Dog and to Gus, KB, for all their great work. Time for our landmark Athens Dodge look ahead. Look ahead brought to you by our friends from Athens Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and I love my brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee. It has traversed this great state of Georgia and is going to be hitting the SEC all season long. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. Get the best deal on the best selection at AthensDCJR.com. Expect more. Get more from AthensDCJR.com. Vanderbilt coming in at 1-2. They've got a first-year head coach in Clark Lea who came to the Commodores from the defensive coordinator's position at Notre Dame. They hung in there with Stanford, but the Cardinal wound up pulling away and winning last night by a score of 41-23 on Georgia's last visit to Nashville. The Bulldogs won, and that was the opening weekend of the 2019 season. And Georgia had a vast majority of the crowd, and we could see a similar situation on Saturday. Noon East, 11 Central time. That's noon East, 11 Central for the Dogs and the Doors. Thanks so much for being with us here today. We love the Hilltop Grill. Thanks to Danielle for taking great care of us. Chris Lloyd and his staff, they are the absolute best. Gus Wedekamp, great job back at Mission Control. And, of course, the Road Dog, Adam Gillespie, the hardest working man in show business. Thank you so much to the one and only Kevin Butler, the great KB, for his great work. I'm Jeff Dantzler. Thanks for being with us. The Dogs are 3-0 and headed for the Music City. This has been the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, you've been listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Today's show has also been brought to you by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens Local Real Estate Company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!